In finance news, a former senior employee of the Commonwealth Bank has been arrested and charged after a bribery investigation involving New South Wales Police and the US Federal Bureau of Investigation. The 61-year-old was arrested yesterday and charged with two counts of bribery. $1.5 million in suspected corrupt payments have been frozen, and detectives have asked the FBI to help find another manager who is currently overseas. In a statement, the Commonwealth Bank says it will fully cooperate while the investigation continues and says that no customer has been affected by this matter. China is now the world's third largest exporter of arms after the US and Russia, according to a new report. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute has found China's military exports have increased by 143% over the past decade. Three Asian countries, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Myanmar, accounted for more than two-thirds of those exports. Well, US stocks have pulled back in anticipation of an announcement from the chair of the US Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, over whether or not the US Central Bank will raise interest rates in June. At the close, the Dow had fallen 128 points, the Nasdaq was steady, and the S&P 500 had dropped slightly. In London, the FTSE had edged higher, extending its gains from yesterday. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $43 a barrel, Tapis crude is trading at $55 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,149 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 76 US cents, 72 euro cents and 52 pence sterling.